Nothing to see here, CNN's Chris Saliza sneers at Trump's call of riots. By Simon Kent on August 31, 2020. President Donald Trump's description of the massive social unrest that has torn apart a host of U.S. cities this summer as riots driven by the radical left rather than mostly peaceful local protests was challenged Monday by CNN's Chris Saliza. The disbelieving CNN editor-at-large took to Twitter to primly tut-tut his disapproval, illustrating it with a picture of Kenosha, Wisconsin, in flames that ironically supported rather than detracted from Trump's summation. He then outlined his case on the broadcaster's own site, arguing to hear Trump and his allies tell it. The situation's unfolding in Portland, Oregon, and Kenosha, Wisconsin, in response to several high-profile shootings by the police of black men is rioting, plain and simple. Saliza sought to discount the president's summation by saying it was a case of desperation driven by a belief the race is slipping from him. And the president has therefore latched on to the events following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha earlier this month as a sign not of peaceful protests but of radical leftists rioting and destroying cities. He closed his argument by contending there was little if anything to see, because making sure people view what is happening in the country as riots rather than protests is a key part of Trump's comeback strategy. Saliza entered the fray within hours of Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler declaring Trump was actually to blame for all the violence that, he said, led to the shooting death of a right-wing demonstrator on Saturday evening. Wheeler added Trump has been perpetrating violent and hateful language for years and alleged the president had encouraged his supporters to come into our community with mayhem being the logical extension of their presence. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.